Allah Ta'ala loves somebody, then he calls out to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. That verily I love such a person, so you also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ ثُمَّ يُنَادِي فِي السَّمَاءِ. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he also announces in the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such a person. So you all also in the heavens, also you start loving him. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then acceptance is placed for this person in the world. So in other words, from the top it's coming down, that love and that acceptance for this person is coming right from the top. Then you'll find that people on the bottom, they love this person, they'll have muhabbat for him. Because why? He had created that contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had corrected his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved him, and Allah Pak made that love known. So this is how it comes under this chapter, where you love somebody and you make that love known, that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making that love known to the angels, and the angels are then announcing, and then this person's love becomes apparent in the world. Then the next part of the hadith, وَإِذَا أَبْغَدَ عَبْدًا دَعَى جِبْرِيلٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he dislikes somebody, Allah Pak hates somebody. Then he again, he calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. فَيَقُولُ إِنِّي أُبْغِدُ فُلَانًا فَأَبْغِدُهُ. That verily I dislike somebody, I hate somebody. So you also, Jibreel alayhi salam, you also dislike him. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam calls out to the angels. Same thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes this person, you also dislike him. Then ثُمَّ تُوضَعُ الْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then enmity and hatred is placed for this person in the world. Overnight sometimes you see a person with fame and popularity. Next day all that fame is gone, that popularity is gone. Allegations are made against him, and then people dislike him. And all sorts of things start surfacing. Why? Because this has happened, that his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not there. Then slowly, for that short time, he had that popularity, that fame. But when everything became exposed and people came to know about this person, this is how it happened. From the top, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be known, until it became known in the world and it became very apparent what this person was up to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. The hadith we read, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'atha rajulan ala sariyatin fakana yaqra'u li ashabihi fi salatihim fayakhtimu biqul huwallahu ahad. There was one person that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed as a commander of an army unit, and when he would go out with the people, then what he would do is he would read his qirat in salat. He would be the imam, he'll read the qirat, but he'll terminate that qirat with qul huwallahu ahad. So he read his qirat, and then after that he read qul huwallahu ahad. Every rakat, this is what he would do. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا ذَكَرُوا ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Sahaba were not like us. They would mention everything to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that they could learn anything they did wrong, they could be rectified. So they came back, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him a very beautiful thing. سَلُوهُ لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ. O Sahaba, go and ask him why he did this. Nabi alayhi salam didn't come to any kind of conclusion, but he waited to hear what this Sahabi's side of the story is. So this is the first thing, when information comes to us, always verify. And remember, there is always another side to the story. Don't just immediately accept it. Although there was only Sahaba came to tell him, it's not something that is bad. This person was reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Not that he wasn't reading his namaz, or he was doing something incorrect, but he was doing it differently to what they would normally expect. So this was his hal and his kifi. It doesn't mean now we must start reading Qul Huwallahu after our kirat in every rakat. But this was his hal, and then he explains why he did this. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Sahaba that ask him why he did this. فَسَأَلُوهُ فَقَالَ لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَقْرَأَ بِهَا. He said, because قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ has got the sifat, has got the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this love, that in other words, I have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I like to read his qualities. So therefore I'm reading it in every rakat. Imagine what the love we had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, all the different sifat of Allah mentioned. He, Allah is one, Allah is samad, Allah is independent. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He doesn't give birth, nor is he given birth to. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And he is not like anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely different to everyone. There isn't anyone like him. So, out of love for these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would read this. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَخْبِرُوهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّهُ. He told Sahaba, go inform this man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves him. Because of the love he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves this person. Today we start a new chapter, بَابُ التَّحْذِيرِ مِنْ إِذَاءِ الصَّالِحِينَ وَضُعَفَةِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. The chapter on the warning against harming the righteous, those people that are pious, and harming those people that are weak, and harming the poor and the weak. Sometimes these people get trampled upon because they don't have any social standing, they got nobody to turn to, they don't have money for legal fees. So generally their rights get trampled upon, those that are more influential, affluent, They're able to trample upon their rights. But this chapter is teaching us the warning on doing this. They don't trample upon the feet, or don't trample upon the ways, and don't trample upon the simple poor people. They also have rights in Islam. Their rights have to be honored. So anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, in this chapter, the beginning of the chapter, he made reference to two hadiths. We'll start off with one hadith today that we've already passed, but he made reference to it, so we'll do it, which ties up with the chapter. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala kunna ma'an nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sittata nafarin faqala al-mushrikuna lin nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utrudu ha'ula. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu says that we were six people sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they came, but now they regarded us to be lowly. They didn't regard us to be of high standing like them. So what they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Utrud ha'ula, O Rasulullah sallam, dispel these people, these six people that you were sitting there, and these people, dispel them. La yajtari'una alayha, we don't want it such that they become brave to start opposing us. So when we are come to speak to you, that we don't want these people around. Wa kuntu ana, so Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, explaining who were the six people. He said, one was myself, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the other was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, wa ibn Mas'udin, wa rajulun min Hudhayl, one person from the Hudhayl tribe, wa bilalun wa rajulani lastu usammihima. He said that was Bilal radiallahu anhu. He was an Abyssinian, he was a slave. So somebody they looked upon, and what this chapter is teaching us, that beware of trampling upon the rights of the poor people, the weak people, people that don't have any standing. So he said, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, and there were two other people I don't wish to name. But we come to know from other explanations and hadith that the other two people were Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, they also were there. فَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَيَّقَعَ فَحَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ. So what had happened was, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't accept this. That although he knew that they were mushrikeen, and there was a chance of him talking to them, and they would accept what he's saying, and they were noble mushrikeen also, they were high standing, but he didn't agree that these sahaba that were around him must move away. So what they told Rasulullah SAW, we make a second proposal to you, is that one day you speak to us, and one day you speak to them. In other words, we don't want to sit with these people. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith is saying that some thoughts went through his mind, mashaAllah, according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, and he was a little bit inclined towards this, that one day I'll give to the sahaba, one day I'll give towards these people, thinking in the heart that was going through the mind was going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these people who listen to me, perhaps they'll accept Islam. So this was a thought, good thought that was going through the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down wahi. وَلَا تَتْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. That do not repulse, do not dispel those people that call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, desiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people, these Muslims, maybe seem to be weak and poor, but they are calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. So do not dispel them. And then it comes in another hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was inclined towards that second opinion of one day, these mushrikeen wanted it in writing, that we want this deal in writing, then we prepared to talk to you. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had just told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to write it down, and when he did this, these ayats came down, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. And O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, be patient and remain amongst those firmly who call upon their Lord morning and evening. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would see these sahaba, the six, and then he would tell them that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tell him welcome, he would actually welcome them, and he would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reprimanded me because of you. Imagine the humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He's telling them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded me because of you, and he would sit with them, and he wouldn't wake up from their gathering until they woke up. So when they woke up, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would wake up. In other words, to practice upon this ayat, waspir nafsaka, remain firmly with those people that call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, to honor that ayat and to practice upon this ayat 100%. When he was sitting with the sahaba, he would first welcome them, and then he'll remind them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked me to stay with you, and he wouldn't wake up until they would have woken up. So this was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Pak also give us that humility. The other lesson we learned from this hadith is, always respect every person. We don't know what ta'alluq he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go by his apparent outward financial condition or his outward social standing, but what relationship he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect that. We don't know where he stands in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah pakhi was all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.